Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Healthy habits are important to our quality of life. When we are able to develop and maintain healthy habits, we feel better physically and emotionally, and we're better able to thrive in our everyday lives. One important tool we can use to both develop and maintain healthy habits is self-monitoring. Here today to speak with us about self-monitoring of healthy habits is David Schlunt, Vanderbilt Associate Professor of Psychology. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
David, why is self-monitoring important when beginning new healthy habits or maintaining healthy habits?
I want to start actually with the big picture, goal-directed behavior and self-management. Goal-directed behavior is something we do all day, every day. And in order for us to stay on track to meet our goals, we have to get feedback on our actions. So think about driving a car, and your goal is to stay between the two white lines. And you have to watch and adjust the wheel in order to keep on your goal. Self-management would be a little bit different. Typically, it has to do with these sort of long-term goals that require us to either do something every day or most every day. So, for example, if it's losing weight or staying physically active. So let me just say that losing weight without getting some sort of feedback on what you're doing would be kind of like trying to drive a car with your eyes closed. So feedback is fundamental to our ability to achieve goals, and that's why self-monitoring is so important in self-management. It's the way that we get feedback to know if we're on track to our goals and to know what kind of adjustments that we've got to make in order to get back on track when we get off.
What are some healthy habits we may want to consider monitoring?
I would say that the big ones are eating, physical activity, stress, sleep, and time.
What are the various ways to self-monitor, some of the most effective ways to get that feedback?
Anything that will give you feedback towards your goals is useful. The first thing is that you need to be specific about what the goals are. So if I say, oh, it's New Year's, and this year I'm going to try harder to be more active, that's a goal that doesn't allow me to get daily feedback and decide if I'm on track or I'm off track. Let's say I want to get 45 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity a day. Now I've got a quantitative goal. I can get feedback each day. I can compare it to the goal. I can make the adjustments I need to. So the first is, what is the goal and how do we measure our progress towards the goal? And then once you've got that, you can decide, well, what do I have to do to quantify that? After I got my PhD, the first project I worked on took people with high normal blood pressure and randomly assigned them to different dietary interventions to see if we could keep them from actually developing hypertension. One was actually very hard for Southerners, and that was the low-sodium diet. And we had little monitoring tools where there was a page for each meal and a place to record your foods, and we gave them little booklets. And I went in thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be so hard for these people to do. But what I learned was within 2 weeks, people were able to go from, let's say, eating 3 or 4 grams of sodium a day down to like 1,800 milligrams a day. And the way they did it was because the feedback was visible and it was quantitative. The feedback is what allowed people to make the adjustments. Now, let's apply it to sleep. Most people don't get enough sleep. And it used to be that you would have to keep a sleep log or sleep diary. Well, now, for people that have smartphones, there are these amazing sleep apps. Some people with Fitbits actually have the sleep monitor built into their device. So I have one that I can sit it on the bedside table next to me. It listens to my breathing through the night, and then it gives me a measure of how many hours I slept and the quality of sleep in each of those hours. So it takes something that was sort of a little bit difficult to do, and because it's done with an electronic device, I can say my goal is to get up to 7 hours of sleep on average, and I can push a button and it's going to give me a goal. So it's that making the feedback visible and easy to use that's the key to successful self-monitoring.
Sounds like everything from a pen and paper food log to a digital wearable that is going to be giving you feedback on sleep.
Or
Maybe even exercise.
Exercise. Or I use my Fitness Pal, which actually aggregates data from different sources. So it downloads my weight from my scale every morning. I enter my food, and then it talks to my Apple Watch, and it brings in my activity. And so I end up having a kind of like a dashboard in one place with one app that lets me sort of monitor my progress daily towards each of my goals.
I like the fact it sounds like there's something for everyone. Even if you don't want to do a digital app or a wearable, you can always log with pen and paper even.
You can always log with pen and paper. Do you really want to find something that doesn't take too much effort or too much time, but that gives you the feedback that you need, again, to sort of make those daily adjustments in your habits so that you get to a place where you're sort of consistently meeting your activity, your food goals, and then gives you feedback on those critical incidents where you go to a party or take a trip or go on vacation and the goals get way out of whack, and it helps you figure out how to make adjustments for those kinds of situations.
So it sounds like what makes for a good monitoring tool is something that is easy and accessible.
Yes.
That is going to give you direct feedback on the goals that you've set for your healthy habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that I think in addition to that, lets you see the feedback over a period of time so you get a sense of your progress. That's the value of some of the electronic apps.
All right. Thank you very much for
your time today.
We appreciate you helping us understand not just the importance of self-monitoring for healthy habits, but also the ways that we can self-monitor. Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.